Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw a grain market this week, Friday, going into the weekend, with a little firmer soybean market, and it seemed to pull the corn and maybe the wheat along with it.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at it in the grain market, you know, the funds are long the corn. Seems like they want to keep an interest in buying breaks. Of course, the crop supply-demand report that we had in December was a positive, and that's about where the positiveness ends, because the wheat, you know, is making new contract lows. Soybeans this week did have, while it was negative, did have a key reversal technically, so that gave us a boost for the last 2 days of this week, Randy. But overall, still a weighty, heavy market on beans, more positive on corn, more neutral on wheat.
What do we look at coming into next week with a shortened holiday week?
Well, you know, I think, you know, maybe we'll see once what the budget looks like next week, you know, if we have an agreement. The one issue that we've had is the dollar's been very strong. Currency, so that slows down our exports. So let's see how this budget interest rate program goes forward, what it does to the dollar. But, you know, we're competing against around the world. And the Brazil real, their currency, made new lows this week, historical lows. Their currency's down 20% this year. What that really means is they sell in U.S. dollars, so they're still very profitable, while our U.S. farmers, we know how it is, just kind of struggling. So it's this currency issue. It's the fact that they've got a big record crop coming out of Brazil, starting to turn a little dry in Argentina. So let's see if that bubbles to the top at all. So dry weather concerns start someplace. That's the first one on the radar. We'll see. I think that helped give us a little boost on soybeans to end the week, and China bought soybeans on that break.
How about the livestock side? What's going on there?
Well, I think when you look at the cattle, of course, we have a cattle on feed report coming out. You know, I guess the feeling that that we have is that placements are going to be the lowest that we've had since 2016. Cow herd, of course, is the lowest that we've had on record, going back to 1961, only because it's that far back. So it's not about the demand side of, or the supply side of the market. It's the demand side. Cash cattle traded big this week, 195, 196 in the Corn Belt, but that really, after that trade, the market torpedoed down. So I think it's a market that is respectful of the demand going forward, knowing the supplies are tight. Hogs had a big reversal up this week after pressing it. I think when you look at it, hog and pig report on Monday, the fear is that with a lot of disease problems out here, that those are going to bubble up in the report and maybe lower farrowing. So we'll see going forward. But funds want to be along the meat market, record long in the hogs, Randy.
Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, I think just keep our eye on the sky in South America and the trade around the world.
Very good. Thanks much, Don. Merry Christmas.